Right? I want you all to know one thing. God loves you. God has an awesome plan for you. Probably stumble on the podcast and you're wondering what's going on. We are a church on air and we're bringing love to you on air from wherever you are. And we would like you to participate, join. It's a physical and a digital service combined. Sarah, you mentioned the slide of the people participate.
Yes, Pastor.
And we have the code again.
So the code is Love on Air, all in caps.
Okay, so get on that slide or do pass your comments. We wanted to hear from you. Now, what are we doing today? Sarah, we are having you coming up first. All we want to share today, and thank you very much, Olivia. I can see you. Thank you for joining from Cardiff. And thank you, Olajide Agumade, also. We can see you. Thank you for joining this church. And love on here today. Loads and loads of photos. We're all public, public, public. All right, so let us look at one that we like to share with us. Right? We would just like to share with us your experience from last year. You know, when the lockdown was first announced, the lockdown, how did you feel? Right? And, you know, throughout the lockdown, how did you cope? What are the things you learned or you're still learning? And what do you think you are becoming? Okay? I think we should take it one after the other. So the first thing is your experience when you first heard there was going to be a lockdown. And how did you cope? How did you feel? How did you cope? And you know, what are the things you've learned or you're still learning? Now, if I would say something, Sarah, can you still hear me there?
Yes, we can, sir.
Okay. So if I would say something, number one, none of us alive now has lived through the pandemic. So it was completely novel, was completely new. We didn't really know what it was going to be like. I remember Boris Johnson announcing, and some of us had to rush to the studio, or rather to the church venue, get some equipment, because we realized we have to have going online. So for me, it was a mixture of, Lord, what are we going to do? So there was a bit of apprehension, and, you know, personally for me, talking from a pastoral point of view, what's going to happen to the church? What's going to happen to God's people? Prior to that, we have been doing training our services. But then, within a space of a few minutes, I had to be tutored on how to do church. Facebook. I remember you were there that night. So that's just a little bit from me. That's how I felt. Apprehension, and that's what I did. So, in terms of learning, I've learned now how to broadcast from my house. Okay, so Sarah, what do you have to say?
I think for me, it was more of the first thing was fear. Like, people were dying left and right, and not the fear that I was going to die or anything, but just fear for people, fear for the unknown, fear for what's going to happen. So, and also staying at home, working from home, it was messing up with my mental health, to be honest. It was literally messing up with my mental health. And I wasn't sure of what to do. Sometimes I wasn't sure if I should do something or if I shouldn't do the thing. So it was a bit of an uncertain period in my life, and also it was also a time where I spend a lot of time with God, and a time where I was able to hear some things that God was speaking to me in that season, because I believe every season we go through is for a reason, and God speaks in every season of our lives. So that season for me was a time to also just listen out for what God is saying, because if something new is happening, then that is saying to me that God wants to do something new in my life as well. So it was just a season of me just experiencing God's love, even though I was a bit fearful at the beginning. It messed up with my mental health and all that kind of stuff. So it was just a time of refreshing, yeah, for me. So that's what I would say, Pastor. Okay, I can't hear Pastor anymore.
Sorry, my mic was muted.
Okay.
Yeah, you said it messed up with your mental health.
Yes.
In what way did it mess up with your mental health? Okay. Did you go mental or something?
Because I'm one of those people that I don't like doing the same thing. I don't like just staying indoor and not like I like going out a lot, but I just want to like go somewhere and come back, going somewhere and coming back. But the fact that I literally had to just stay indoors, seeing the same walls. There was a time I even had to change where I was working. I was working on one corner of the house. I had to change the window size so I can just see people walking about. I literally opened my blinds and just see people walking. So it was messed up with my mental health. And sometimes there was a period also that when people call me, I just don't pick up anybody's call, because I'm just like, you know what? I don't want to talk to anybody. So, and some people thought maybe you were doing it just maybe you didn't want to speak to them. But it was just a time that I was just like, you know what? I just don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to be in my own shell. So those are the ways that it kind of like messed up with my mental health, to be honest. Yeah. And it was a bit, I wouldn't say I went into depression, but I was a bit like, oh, very down. There was a time I wouldn't even get, like, going to work. So, some of the things I was wearing to work, sometimes I'll walk in my bed. Sometimes, like, I just don't have that just to go out and just maybe dress or something. So, yeah, so it really messed up with my mental health, yeah.
Okay, thank you for that sincerity and honesty. If we can bring up the slide and show again so that people can comment there, or better still, you can also please put your comments on the Facebook Live comments as it's coming. So, those watching via Facebook, what we're looking at, you can type the question is, you know, when you heard about the lockdown, how did you feel? Please pardon me, I'm getting some echo here. Are you getting the same echo in the studio?
We're not getting that here, sir.
So that means I'm loud and clear.
Yes, we can hear you very well.
Lovely.
Maybe give the people at home, if you can, also comment if you're hearing any echo, so let us know as well. Thank you.
Okay, so what we're looking at now is that, you know, how did you feel when you first heard about the lockdown? So please, we would like people to participate. Let's be real. You know, Sarah did say about, you know, fear. You know, I had apprehension, messed up a bit of our brain. How's your brain now, by the way?
Well, it's getting there. Maybe a little bit of shopping, you know. So if anybody wants to take me on the shopping.
Well, I know part of what affected you. You couldn't go out and take those pictures. Those selfies.
Pastor, you're smart.
Oh Lord, thank you, Lord. Yeah, so thank you. Please, you can comment either through the slide, the show, or
I was gonna say, if you're in the audience and you would like to share your experience as well, you can come out and speak on the mic as well. So yeah, so if you'd like to come out to talk as well, please feel free to come up and speak.
Yes, the lovely people in the studio, please, let's hear from you while we also hear from our online church. So how did you feel when you first heard about the lockdown? So that's the question we're looking at. Is anyone there who's bold enough to tell us from the studio?
Anyone want to speak?
Are they all camera shy? Please, children are not left out.
Yeah.
We would have to actually hear from the children. Okay. Any child who would like to?
So the question was how you felt when there was like the first lockdown was announced. So how did you feel and how did you cope? So yeah, that's the question.
Okay. Now let's remember what happened. We were told you cannot go out.
Mm.
Refresh everybody's memory. You must not step out of your front door. You must stay indoors. And if you have to go out at all, it's going to be because of essential reasons. Maybe you're what do they call it now? A key worker.
Yeah.
You're in the health and social services industry. Or you can only be allowed to go shopping. And can you remember also, Sarah, that time that food now became scarce? Especially,
yes.
Especially
toilet roll, Pastor.
Toilet roll, yeah. What other food was scarce then?
Pasta, come on. Eggs, pasta, flour, Cocoa Pops. Milk,
bread,
canned food, bread, baked beans, pounded jam. I'm joking.
Nobody will go out and blow bubbles like we just saw the Aras do there. So let's refresh our memories. You see, the reason is that because I remember that it was really so bad.
Hmm.
Let me talk also for myself as a pastor. It was like, what's going to happen to a church? What's going to happen to people? You can't go and see them. You know, it was so confusing. Oh, are people going to backslide? Are people not going to, you know? See, let me be vulnerable on here, okay? First fear of a pastor is that, oh, you're going to lose church members.
Mm.
Can I be real?
Yes, Pastor.
They're all going to leave you now. But then, how did I navigate through that? I said, wait a minute. It's not my church.
Hmm.
Jesus said, I will build my church.
Yes.
And that brought peace to me.
Hmm.
I'm telling you, we have this, you know, we have the pastor's forum and all that. We all panicked. We met, and people were coming with all sorts of ideas. And you see, if you're not careful, you might want to now start manipulating people.
Yeah, that's true.
Put fear in them. If you don't call me, the pastor, you will go to, you know, something bad will happen to you. But no. Clearly, I went to God in prayer. It's not my church, this people. And I remembered then that God said he's the one shutting down the church. I'm saying this on here. I can say fully in another 1 year and 2 months. And I remember that I had to go back. I was led to read the scriptures where Jesus came into the temple. And he drove out everybody from that temple. Those who are selling, those who are exchanging money, those who are, what else were they doing in the temple? And I said, this is what he's come to reset his church. And that, do I know that the Holy Spirit can do it better evangelism than any one of us?
Hmm.
You know, people started having encounters right in their bedrooms, in their houses, where everybody now started speaking to know God. We had people hearing the gospel, according to statistics in the UK, during that lockdown, than even when the churches were open. So let's allow God to build this church. And I thank God for everyone who's made it. Of course, you know, condolences to anyone who lost a loved one. So we recognize that. So do we have any contributions online? Any chat comments?
We've got on Slido. We've got some on Slido.
Yeah.
Do you want me to read it, Pastor?
Yes, please go on.
Okay. All right, so someone said, I remembered the story in the Bible when people were eating their children because there was no food.
That was scary.
Oh, boy.
So did the person think that people start eating up their children at home?
That is so funny.
Yeah, but that's real.
Yeah. All right, the second person said, I was very glad throughout the lockdown, as I always enjoy being by myself.
Oh, come on. Who's talking to that? Can you tell us what's happening there? Why are you clapping? Why are you all clapping?
People are like, yeah. Sister Kim and Kenny, they were like, woo!
Why is that?
They're very happy.
Happy that they were able to be by themselves or what?
Yeah, during lockdown. Like, they were glad throughout lockdown that they were able to be at home, spend time with themselves, I guess. Or would you like to explain properly? Thank you.
Okay, I can see a comment on Facebook, Kingzo.
Yes.
I was scared initially and started thinking what the world would be like. There was a lot of conspiracy. Yes! Conspiracy theories. So it put a lot of... That reminds me also. That time, I'm telling you people, I'm telling you all sorts of things.
Very
that,
true.
Conspiracy theories. This happened. This is why there's a pandemic that kind of reduced the population of the world. It's artificial. It's this. It was mad. Let's be honest. We have to recount these things now because life is about you know, kicking off again. And if we forget where we're coming from and the lessons we've learned, we might go back to the same old way and it might even get worse. Okay? Someone is saying that we never read the Bible so far. Genesis chapter 8. Okay? Genesis chapter 8. Because the pandemic was likened to the days of Noah. We found that out. During that time, and we began to see the parallel. During the time of Noah in Genesis, from Genesis 5, 6, 7, the earth was so corrupt and God had to come with a flood. People were dying. People were dying all over the place. It was scary. So that was the parallel. So we began to study what happened in the days of Noah. But now we are now in Genesis chapter 8, moment, where, yes, it's time to step out of the ark. And what did Noah do? So that leads us to the next question. Okay? If all the contributions, do we have any more? Can you check online?
Check that now. We don't have any yet.
All right. Okay. Thank you, everybody. Apologies, we started late. So just give us about 10 more minutes and we'll be done. Right. So the next thing, okay, yeah, we've looked at your experience, how you felt during when there was a total lockdown, how you coped, the things you learned, things you're learning, what do you think you're becoming? Sarah, what do you think you're becoming now? Or what has that lockdown turned you into?
Beautiful, as you can see. I'm joking. I think during the lockdown, aside from being able to acquire more skills, because for me, I believe you shouldn't just be in that lockdown and not literally do anything. So I was able to acquire the skills that I needed for my next season. So there were some things that God had told me that. So it's just like you have to. It's like when opportunity meets preparation, like you've prepared. So if God has, you know, told you that this is what's going to happen, you can't just sit down and you're not doing anything towards it. So during that time, I was able to invest. And when I say invest, I spent money to invest in myself, to acquire more knowledge, I had, you know, I had times where I don't sleep on time, you know, just investing in the things that God, not just investing in anything, because the world and following the trends is just what the Lord has literally told me what's next. I was just investing in those things. And also getting to know myself as well. So I was, you know, as everyone said, like some people said, you spend time with yourself. I was able to, you know the kind of person I am. And, you know, just learning different things about myself. How do I react to things, or do I respond to things when things happen? So it was just a time of investing in myself, both spiritually and also in terms of where God is taking me next in my next season. Yeah, so that was what I was doing, really. And yeah.
Nice one there. When you say invest in yourself,
yeah,
do you mean that you paid money to do courses online, because there were all sorts of things online then? Before. Is that what you mean? Because when you say yourself.
Yeah. So the first thing I did, I spent time with God to hear what's going to happen. So it wasn't like I just went start investing. I spent time with God, asking God, what's next? Where are you taking me to? All the giftings and the talents you've placed on the inside of me, where do you want me to use them? And God, you know, literally, like I heard some things that God told me that I'm going to be doing next. And I had a few people confirm those words to me as well. So from investing myself, having to spend time with God and hearing from God, I'm hearing what's next. So I also invested, like I paid for courses, some courses. I paid for like £1,000 courses. I paid for some courses and more than that. So I just did that in order to, you know, because sometimes we just, when God tells us to do something, we have to spend, we have to like, it has to cost us something. There has to be sacrifice. It's just like Abraham, when God asked him to give his only child as a sacrifice, something had to go. There had to be a shedding. Do you get what I mean? So it wasn't just, and I know I'm going to reap the fruit soon, and I'm already reaping the fruit anyways. So I had to spend money as well. So it wasn't just, you know, taking things online and just doing all sorts. So yeah, I had to like spend good money. And I'll soon set up a GoFundMe account so that if anybody wants to bless me, I'm joking.
Well, you say you're joking out of the abundance of your heart.
To be honest, I'm not joking though.
Now, thank you for clarifying that. Because when you say invest in yourself, some people might say, oh yeah, she went to buy money, you know, spend money on herself, bought more clothes. But what you're saying is you invested intellectually.
Yeah.
Your mind. Okay, thank you for that. Okay, there's a comment on Facebook. Thank you, Dr. Nekumbi Taiwo. She said, I'm unwell at the beginning of the lockdown and nursery shutdown, so we made the decision for the kids to go to my parents' house now. I've gone for 7 weeks. Work was quiet at the beginning of lockdown as everyone was scared to go to the doctor. Now, mind you, everyone, I happen to know Dr. Kumbi. She's a doctor herself. So people are scared to go to the doctor. All right, let's continue. Say it was a time of rest for me and hobby, which we needed. I said to that. Okay. Lots of work. And I decorated the kids' room, which I really enjoyed, and kept me busy physically and mentally. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. There's Omo Miolakende from London.
Yeah.
You want to read that?
Okay. She said, from my 7-year-old daughter, she was scared and worried she would not be able to see all her friends.
But I'm pretty sure now she's happy that she can see her friends now.
Yeah.
Okay. Please, the children are not left behind. If you want to type for them, comment for them. Do you have anything on Slido?
Yes, there are some comment on Slido as well. This one says, it was an answer to my prayer. God caused me to rest and it supernaturally provided for me. So I really enjoyed it. I also discovered a lot about myself.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we've got quite a few. 1 second. And there's another one that says, it took, I took it as a holiday. I read my books, learnt some new things, prayed with my neighbors and work colleagues. Many were scared.
Very, very true. Wow. Very true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody here is very honest. Somebody here is very honest. Thank you for reminding us of this. He said, I added weight. Didn't we all?
Yes, so, Pastor, we did.
Okay. Now the person says, continues, I was like, it won't matter since Jesus is coming back and I wouldn't need to lose the weight. Come on. I am sad that I have to go to the gym now. Jesus, come.
Jesus, don't come. Oh. Hold up. Some of us need to do something before you come, Sha.
Well, on a serious note. Now, I'm not saying we've not been serious before, but on another note, this also reminded us of the signs of the end time Jesus speaks about. That when you begin to see, you know, earthquakes, wars, pestilences, another word for pestilences is a pandemic. I found that.
Mm.
When you begin to see this thing, there are signs that the world is coming to an end. Now, the world coming to an end is actually Jesus returning and everyone either who will be alive when Jesus comes or people who are dead will rise up. The one who died in Christ will rise up with him. The judgment will come. We will all give account of our lives one day. This is not been scaring anybody. But think about it. Every one of us will die one day.
Yeah.
One of us. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die.
Mm.
After this, the judgment. So, you know, you're watching this, perhaps, and you're wondering what this is all about. It's just a time, because the pandemic, the time for people to reflect.
Yeah.
Lives. It was a soul searching, the time people were actually seeking for some kind of divine intervention. And God revealed himself. So let's remember that. And thank you for that contribution.
Yeah, I think there's one more on Slider, Pastor.
Yeah, go on, read it.
Okay, two more actually. It says, my concern was that we would not be able to gather together in our physical church, local assembly building, and fellowship together physically as we used to do.
Hmm. And I think another one is for a child. A child, I saw it was just gone. Okay. I said, I was afraid that my friends will forget about me.
Yeah.
And I will forget them.
Oh, wow.
You know, these are experiences. These are real experiences. You know, thank you, people, everyone, for contributing. Thank you very much. You know, sorry we started late. We're getting there slowly. Thank you, I think. You did, Mandy. God bless you all. We receive that. God bless this congregation today. Will be a day we shall all make children together. Very important.
Yeah.
Very important. Another comment from you, Mandy, again, for the true believer, the news or reminder of the second coming of Jesus should be an exciting news. Very, very true. Very true. So, you know, you might be on the broadcast, you might be in that studio, or your home studio. Listen, this is the time to receive what the Lord has done, what God has done. You don't have to believe in this form, in the time of mystery, and then end up and ending up where you don't want to be. It's a time to accept the love of God.
Yeah.
He gave Jesus. He died for our sins. The whole idea is to reconcile us back to God. Used this pandemic to actually reveal himself. To get everyone of us to the point where we know that Savior. His name is Jesus. The Bible says, whosoever shall confess, if you believe in your heart, you confess with your mouth. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Don't wait till for the inevitable till you die.
Yeah.
This is the time where I receive the love of God. God has not condemned anyone. It's his love. His love. He loved us and gave Jesus for you, for me. You see the joy we can feel today. You see those two kind of bubbles? It's called good life. Now, Jesus said he has come to give us life in abundance. You are meant to enjoy a good life. And it comes through Jesus. It comes through Jesus. So thank you everyone for joining today. I think this is how far we can go today. But you know, you will end with this question, Sarah. So we challenge ourselves. Genesis chapter 8. If we can bring that on the screen. And verse, let me see, Genesis chapter 8. Noah stepped out of the ark. By this time, the earth was destroyed. It was coming out into a new earth. Starting all over again. Completely reset. The Bible says from verse 18. Okay? If you can bring that up for us. So Noah went out, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him. You see, these are the people who survived. Just like you and I survived now, we're coming out again. Life is about to start again. It's called the new normal, but it's actually the new earth we're stepping into. Things can never be the same again, no matter how we try. That's why even the church we're having now is digital. And thank you for joining online. We are right here. I'm sorry. Sarah is in Liverpool. You are where you are. We are doing church. That's the new earth. That's the new normal. So what are you going to do? Let's go to 20. Straight to verse 20. Noah therefore built an altar to the Lord, took of every clean animal, of every clean bird, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. That was one thing Noah did. Comes out, the first thing he does is to connect back to God.
Yeah.
So we challenge ourselves, what's that one thing that you're going to do or you plan to do for God? Now that we have reached that reset, you want to share that?
My one thing.
Yes, please, if you don't mind.
Okay. My one thing is something that God had told me previously that I haven't been, not like I haven't been faithful to it, but you can get busy and life will just, you know, throw things at you. But my one thing is to praying for mothers. So it was an idea God gave me, like a ministry God gave me to pray for mothers. And I do that like every other Monday, praying for mothers. And just praying for mothers. So that's the one thing that God gave me, and that's what I'm doing. Yeah.
Okay. Now to explain a bit further so that we challenge ourselves as we go.
Okay.
Think about one thing. Sarah has just said one thing, praying for mothers.
Yeah.
I mean those who are children or those who don't are inclusive of those who don't have, or what do you mean by mothers?
Okay, I'll just give a background. I lost my mom 20 years ago. Actually, 20 years ago.
Today.
20 years ago today, yeah.
June the 6th, Sarah. Your mom passed away 20 years ago today.
Yeah.
Wait. Can we send some flowers to Sarah today, everybody? No. I think we need to set up that before. Motherless. Just like me. Oh, let's get a GoFundMe for motherless children, okay?
Yeah, I'm actually doing fundraising, actually. So if you follow me on Instagram, you would see there's going to be an announcement I'm going to be making today, so you can get all the gist on my Instagram page, yeah.
Okay, so what was the background story?
So when my mom passed on the 6th of June 2001, obviously God didn't give me the idea then. It was later when I lost my auntie, and my mom, apparently they were like twins, like literally close. She died to cancer. She just like randomly. And it was during that period, and God just gave me that idea of praying for mothers. And I just thought about like, and during that time, a lot of mothers were dying as well. And I just thought it wasn't fair for all these women. They've not like men are not important. Don't get me wrong. I believe God gives everybody different ministries. So, and obviously there's a purpose from your pain. You know what I mean? So I had gone through that. I think that's why God had given me that ministry. So I lost my auntie then. So God just gave me that idea of, you know, praying for mothers, because mothers go through a lot, and some of them, they've suffered long. And when it's time for them to reap the fruits of their labor, death comes, different things, cancer, fibroid, all sorts of diseases. So that was when, after she passed on, then God said, I should start, you know, praying for mothers and praying for mothers. So it's not just like mothers who has their children, also mothers in waiting as well. So I pray for mothers and mothers in waiting. Yeah.
Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, and I'm also doing a prayer today, actually, at 7 p.m. on my Instagram page. So if you're watching, join us.
Okay. So there's a purpose, and you can find your purpose in your pain. Accept your condolences, Sarah. Somebody sending you e-flowers already. Pray for you. God strength you and your siblings.
Oh, thank you.
You know, and especially your twin siblings.
Yeah.
Kenny's here. And I understand, you know, your mom passed on just a few weeks after Kenny was born.
Yeah, just 20 days after they were born, actually.
Oh, 20 days
after, yeah.
Okay, please, those of you in the studio there with Kenny, please give him a Holy Ghost hug. You know, let him give you his account details.
No, I'll send mine instead. I'm the first daughter.
Come on. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself, huh? But get money. Just pray as you need it. You need prayers.
I need money. I need to go to pastor. This girl is in Brooklyn.
Well, Kenny, I know you can hear me. God bless you. You know, I'm sure your mom is looking now from heaven and smiling at you. By the way, Kenny turned 20 this year, didn't
you? Yeah, 20, yeah. Last month, yeah.
Wow. All right, Kenny, send me your account details. I will send you £20. I'm still online, but I'm committed.
I'll send it to you, sir.
No, Kenny should send me his account details.
Yeah, the name will have S instead of K, but it's still the same thing.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Sarah, for being, you know, yourself and everyone here. God will comfort you, strengthen you. I didn't know like mom until, you know, I love my mom, like you all know. This time last year, I was still mourning, seriously mourning. You know, we thank God for all this.
Yeah.
So, all right, I'm done for my end here, live from Surrey, United Kingdom. I will hand over to you, Sarah, in the studio in Liverpool. And please, everybody online, God bless you. So good to see you on this first digital service. You made it happen. There will have been no service without you. Thank you, Lord, assembly, for bringing this to all of us. All right? I sign out here. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, everyone. We're going to be taking the announcement, and I'll be bringing Pastor Cruz to take the announcement. We'll join you back shortly. Thank you.